Hop aboard the Information Odyssey. Rick Dayton with you, and we are joined now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by Jackie Ducci. She is the CEO and founder of Ducci Associates, a firm based in West Palm Beach, Florida. They are known for helping to recruit. They do a lot of work for big companies, Fortune 500s, and they are working with how to put people in the right jobs. Well, Jackie has seen an awful lot of things here as of late in terms of what's happening with employment trends, and she joins us now. Jackie, it's good to have you on KDK. How are you?
Great to be here. Thanks. I'm well.
I'm glad to hear that. What's going on with young graduates from college in terms of finding jobs right now? On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate the likelihood of them finding a job that they're really crazy about right now?
Well, okay, so the truth is they're having a lot of trouble, but I don't really know why.
Interesting.
You know, coming out of COVID now, there's this huge labor shortage, and all the companies that I talk to are just desperate for really good people. And that's not just at the senior level, it's at the lower levels as well. So what I think is happening is that, you know, these kids come out of school and they've sort of overvalued their degrees. They think that everyone's going to want them just because they have a college degree. Mm-hmm. And I just think there's so much more to being employable than that degree, and that's the problem.
Are we running into an issue of there being a glut in the market of like graduates, meaning the 2020s may have had a hard time because everything was shut down because of COVID? They're sort of in the pool as well with the 2021s. Are there just too many people with similar limited amounts of experience?
I do think that's part of it. You know, there's certainly a lot of people vying for maybe fewer positions, but what I always say to people is that it's not difficult to be the one who gets picked. Like, what the employers are looking for is very simple. They want good communicators. They want to know that these kids are reliable. They want to know that they want to be at that particular company as opposed to just landing in any job. You know, do they have a work ethic? Do they have a personality? These are really basic things. And what I'm seeing is that, you know, these 20-somethings that walk through the door having those soft skills are getting picked regardless of whether they have a degree or not. It's very interesting.
How much of it is the fact that people are maybe settling for something that's not really a job they want? Because they're looking at the pressures, the realities of having to pay back student loans, that they've got an apartment with a friend, that they figured they'd have a job, and maybe that job fell through, and now they need something. Are people settling?
I think so, in some cases. But, you know, I think they settle, and then maybe they kind of view it like it's temporary, or they should at least should be looking at it that way. You know, I think for anybody out there that's sitting in a position and they know they can kind of do better, this is a perfect time to be out there applying, again, because of the labor shortage and because a lot of their competition is just not going to be that impressive when they're going through the hiring process. So if you're a good person and you really think you can take a shot at something better, you should absolutely be applying right now.
Jackie Ducci joining us right now, CEO and founder of Ducci Associates, also has a podcast called Almost Hired. Why is it that people are almost getting jobs but not getting over the top? Is there something that is just that it factor that they don't have?
So the answer is different for every person. And normally what I find is that, you know, someone will go through a hiring process and they usually get hung up at the same spot every time. So some people send in a million resumes and they never get a call to interview. Mm-hmm. Other people make it all the way to the end, but they never get an offer. There's something that they're doing wrong at a specific phase. So that's a lot of the work that I do in the coaching work I do with people is, you know, kind of pinpointing where are they going wrong and what mistake are they making over and over? And again, it's different for everyone.
Is this something that happens in sort of a cyclical fashion? Meaning, is this similar to what happened in 2008 with sort of the Great Recession? Is this similar to 1990? I mean, have you seen other times in your experience in terms of being somebody who is placing talent? Have you seen other times when it was like this? Or is this a once in a generational kind of thing because of COVID?
I mean, I've been doing this for about 15 years. This is the first time I've seen this, I would say. I mean, I can't really pinpoint anything specific, but it's so interesting because every single employer I talk to just keeps saying the same thing over and over again about how tough it is right now to find good people. And so, again, I just think if you are one, you should not be struggling that hard right now to land somewhere great.
So what do you say to the people who are looking for jobs? How do you encourage them to keep putting their best foot forward?
I think, you know, it's important to be creative in terms of how you're looking, because so many people say, well, I've sent in, you know, all these resumes online, and it's fine to look for things online, but statistically, 97 to 98% of resumes that are sent in online never get a call back. So the odds are very much against you when you're only focusing your job search online. You need
really?
To be talking to recruiters. Yes. Yep. You need to talk to recruiters. You need to work your network. You know, be open to how opportunities could come to you and really go searching instead of just, you know, sitting on monster.com or whatever.
So there's nothing wrong with using an Indeed or using a Monster or even using LinkedIn, but you're suggesting that you make a phone call to somebody you might know through LinkedIn and work your way into the personnel office that way.
Correct. I think there is a place in everyone's job search to look online, and that's fine. But if you're doing that 100% of the time, you're missing out on a lot of what's out there. And especially because someone that you know is going to go to bat for you. You know, you have a way better shot of getting an interview for something when there's actually a human connection. So I always suggest that.
Still reason for people to be optimistic about finding a job, though. I hear you saying that there is plenty of reason for them to remain optimistic.
Absolutely. And for these entry-level people as well, I mean, I see so many positions open, and it's all the basic entry-level stuff. It's sales, it's customer service, it's admin. I mean, these positions are out there, and they are open. So there is tons of opportunity.
Well, if you're looking for somebody that can talk on the radio and somebody is looking, you know, have them call me, because, you know, maybe you'd be ready for an entry-level position somewhere. You never know. Jackie, thank you so much for being here. This has been a really fun conversation, and I think hopefully it's also encouraging for not only recent graduates, but also their parents who are listening today, who have their fingers crossed that something will come up soon for their son or their daughter.
I hope so too.
Indeed. Yes. Thank you. Jackie Ducci, CEO and founder of Ducci Associates, based in West Palm Beach, Florida.